Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome back. This is Andy Peter. This is our mini-series of different issues. We've got David Barr on today, and we're going to do We Lost Our Linda to the Martins another time. But basically, David, during his fight for justice for his mum's estate, he's come across clamping machines called Beeple, who put these clamps on your car illegally and sometimes unlawfully, and then they claim that you've abused them. Anyway, David, the time before today you had a clamping issue. What happened then? And then tell us what happened today.
Well, I was parked in the city centre in Belfast, outside the Hudson Bar, I believe it's at Gresham Street. And I had only stopped for a couple of minutes just to call in to somebody who works in the shop there, who I had to see. And whenever I came out, they parked the white, unmarked white van up against my car. Was in the parking bay, and they just put it up the side. And I was actually just feet from the car, and the van is white, unmarked. And what they did was they attached a clamp. They attached a clamp to the car, and then when the van drove away, I noticed my car was clamped. So I proceeded to remove the clamp. After calling the police would not. They spent 20 minutes, a half an hour making phone calls to their sergeant and inspector. And eventually, I explained that I've seen many clamps being taken off by the police and YouTube, and they followed the law because they're constables and they uphold the law. And there's no due process of law has been followed, and you can't extort money from people in the street. So it's extortion. And the police would not tell the clampers to remove the clamps. So I proceeded to take the wheel off the car. I jacked the car up and I took the four wheel nuts off and I slid the wheel out. And they put the chain around the track rod end. And I hadn't got a socket to fit the track rod end, but I got a friend to come with a socket, and I removed the clamp. Meanwhile, another team of police came, another squad or whatever came, and they tried to distort my view of the law and told me I couldn't leave the clamp on the roadside. That would be undue care, that I would have to bring it back if I got it off. They told me a car wouldn't be safe to move afterwards. It's like changing the wheel. So I got the clamp off, a long story, and I put the clamp in the boot of the car. But on my car, I have got a legal notice which states that anything attached to this vehicle without prior written consent will be removed by force if necessary and will incur a removal fee of £5,000 payable on demand. Failure to understand this notice or notice this notice is inexcusable.
So basically, if you take away the £100 parking fine from the £5,000, they still owe you money.
Yes, they'd put these parking. There was a couple of outstanding parking tickets. A few of them I managed to reap up. And what they did is they put them up, mixing them up to 160. And then eventually it goes to a level where they come and they clamp your car. So I don't owe them anything like £5,000. I think they claimed it was £700 or £800 the last time. So I put the clamp in the boot of the car and I took it home. And then I remembered that the notice that I have. So then I sent a letter to NSL explaining the situation, that there's a legal notice displayed on the car. And there's a debt, outstanding debt now of £5,000. And I'm withholding their clamp until the debt is being paid. And I'm not permanently depriving them of their property. I am holding it in lieu of the debt. Therefore, it's not theft. It's a civil matter. And I went to the police officers that were involved the next day in the police station. And I explained to them the situation. Did you notice the sticker, officer? And he says, no, I didn't notice the sticker. I says, well, there's a legal notice on the car. I says, so therefore, I'm holding their property. And he said, we're not getting involved. I said, could you arrest the clampers for unlawful, immobilizing my property? And, we're not getting involved. So today I went to the same place. I bought a parking ticket. I displayed it on the windscreen, 30 pence in the meter, because I was only there for 2 minutes. I only stopped for 2 minutes. I was in a legal parking bay, and I paid the fee. And within 2 minutes, they must know from the cameras in the town when your car is actually in the town. The same guys turned up and clamped the car. I came out. There was nobody there. The clamp was there. I removed the clamp. I had the clamp off in under 2 minutes. And they just fastly put it up in the side of the car and said that you can't touch that. You can't touch that property. And one of the guys got out. And the clamp was already off. And I just left it at the road. And I took the lock with me, and I got into the car. And he tried to he claimed that I assaulted him, which never, ever happened. And there was two of them, but one of them was still in the van, in the driver's seat. And the other one, and then he got out. And then they seemed to be approaching the car as if they were trying to fit the clamp again. And I just drove off, and I had to just go up onto the curb a little bit past, because there was somebody blocking. And I drove off, and they followed me all round the town until I went down a few side streets, and they didn't know where I was. And then off I went. And he is claiming that there was assault. There was no assault. They're using that to try and get the police involved. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Was your parking ticket valid for the time you were there?
Yes, my parking ticket was valid from the time I was there. It's on the windscreen now.
So when the second they clamped you, you were still in permitted parking by law?
Oh, yes. The time wasn't up on it. No, the time wasn't up on it. I was only there for a maximum of 2 to 5 minutes, and I paid for 15 minutes. I was only stopping to drop something off.
So that's intimidation very clearly, isn't it?
Oh, yes, they intimidated me. They threatened that it was assault, and I suppose the police will go along with that, knowing how corrupt the police can be at times, you know. So I'll be waiting for them to come and probably arrest me for alleged assault or whatever they got. There wasn't no assault. I was on my knees taking the clamp off. I removed the clamp with a hairpin. When I was a small boy, my mum gave me a hairpin one day, and she said, you know that you can pick a lock with a hairpin. And she kept me busy for a few hours mucking about with a hairpin. And I'd remembered that. And she was right. I had the clamp off in under 2 minutes. I didn't damage anything. I just opened the lock, removed the chain, took the clamp off, and set it at the roadside. And this guy, a very stout one, he came down on me. And he tried to proceed then to clamp the car. And he squawked, assault, assault, assault. There was no assault. And I'm sure there's cameras down there or whatever. I didn't have time to get my phone on to record it, but I recorded the last time. So I think I'm being targeted by them, because I've got this fraud case over my mother's estate, and the Attorney General has been contacted in relation to the fraud. And I think this is retaliation, because I'm exposing corruption in the courts in Belfast and solicitors' firms and the police not upholding the law in a burglary.
Yeah,
and theft
totally agree
of my
you.
Personal property, never mind the estate. It's clear it's clear intimidation.
I can only find a London number for these companies. Otherwise, it's an 0845 number, and that won't really...
I had phoned them, but unfortunately I haven't got the number with me at the moment. I recorded the conversation with them. I think that I sent it to you. But unfortunately, when I go into the recording thing, it doesn't bring the number up.
No.
There is a number for NSL. It's in the city centre in Belfast.
Then maybe you have to go the long way around to get it.
So he didn't know where to look. He come around and he couldn't figure it out. I'd got the clamp off. So when they clamped the car, they dressed the streets like a, you can go round in a circle. And they clamped it and they went round to get the van to come and lift the car and take it away. So by the time he had come around, I had the clamp off, put it on, with no criminal damage whatsoever. And my legal notice on the car, you know, it allows me to remove it with force if necessary. So they're trying to swing the thing around by alleging an assault. They're, you know, to get in police involvement. So that's their game now. There was no assault. I was on my knees, taking the clamp off. And I just set it to the side and got up and went round to the back of the car and opened the driver door. And started the engine, started to move the car, and then he backed off.
Did you keep the parking receipt, yeah?
Yes, I got the parking receipt on the car. I lost they put a plastic notice like a parking ticket that your car is being clamped with the debt and all the rest of it on it. They're not too quick to pay my debt, are they? My legal contract. So they're obviously criminals.
Yeah, as long as you kept your parking ticket receipt,
They're actually reclamping it for the other outstanding from the time that they clamped it before.
All right.
So that's what they'll be saying, but you're still in outstanding debt. And I'm saying, no, you owe me £5,000 now. You've attached something to my car without my permission and written consent. It's extortion.
Yeah, because the law says somewhere, I read a minute ago, they can't actually take it from private property. So if it's on your private property, they can't take it.
No, they drove around the house, but because I've got a private drive, they leave it. They don't come back again.
I could call their head office if you want, see if they've got a comment, and then we could ask for the Belfast number.
Yes, Andy, that would be great.
And because it's his name and shame day on the BBC.
So, I'm going to get harassment from the police now for an alleged assault that never took place. It's to help them.
I shall call that again in a second. I wanted to ask a question. Because this is on the show and being recorded. Did you have a parking ticket last time they clamped you?
No, there was just a bill for the other outstanding parking tickets that they were clamping me for. I've got that in the house. I've kept all that.
And so they just keep chasing you for a debt, really, by illegally...
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll get the picture now. Yeah, I'll get the picture. This should be a civil matter and not take your car anymore.
Yeah,
I know what. Of course, if they ever answer, they will. They're an international company.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, that's good of them, isn't it? That's a
no history of assault or anything like that, Andy. I'm not that sort of person. You know what I mean?
Well, with your back injury, it's hardly possible.
In the back of my spine.
How can you assault people when you've got a back injury?
Yep. They blocked me in. they pulled around, seeing I was taking the clamp off, and they blocked me in, and they didn't figure out quite how it came off, but...
Park Enforcement Agency, I wonder if that wants to talk to... I mean, they employ NSL to do the job.
Yes.
And they're the regulatory body for clamping. Because it would be good if other people knew, you know, what the actual rules are. Can they keep harassing you?
Yeah, they followed in the van on the mobile phone. They were obviously phoning the police to report something that didn't happen. Alleged assault.
We can also report it to the police that they assaulted your vehicle.
Yes, yes.
Anything to try and get justice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
And if I go to the police, I'm not safe to park my car outside because the police will tell them the car's here and they'll come and lift it.
Yeah. Well, let's do one thing at a time. If you hear the beeps later on, don't worry, we've still got...
And you've got to remember that I've exposed corruption in the police. I mean, they've forced entry into my home and assaulted me.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to somebody from a power company. He said, that's ridiculous. He said, they can't come in with that warrant. It's only a fake warrant. It's signed by a lay magistrate. The law states that it has to be by a judge.
But let's see if this clamping people... you can talk to them. This is Belfast.
Ready? Hello.
Hello, is that NSL?
It's Insect Security. Hello.
Is that the NSL camping company?
No, sorry, I think you've got the wrong number.
Is that the parking people?
No, it's a security company.
Oh, right, sorry.
Sorry, I must have got the wrong number. You must speak there as soon as they come on, otherwise they're going to go away. It actually says... Parking Enforcement Agency.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be the same. It's not what I thought it was. It's they're same as NSL, but a different company. Well, okay, then I'm going to have to ring this 0845 number then. So you'll have to be, don't be too long. I've got to wait for the, are you walking around? I can hear the wind.
I can get into the car now. See my coffee up here.
I'll try to open another page to ring NSL. Come on. Google's playing up today. It's amazing how they're allowed to do that because it is against the law. And I would, well, you know, joking aside, sub them, I would make a complaint of harassment.
Yes.
What have you got to lose, really, at this stage? They've tried to take your car off of you. It's supposed to be a civil matter. I'm your witness as well as the rest of the planet.
What I'm concerned about is because I am going against the corruption, I'm fighting the corruption of the establishment, that the police will side with them because the police have not upholded the law to the criminal offences that have been committed against me. They won't investigate the lawyer for fraud. And they're obviously using, they'll use anything.
Well, this is another matter, I think.
Yeah, that's another matter, yeah.
This is another matter, really. They can't keep, you know, doing everything against one person. And they won't. It's not, you know, there's going to be... I mean, the Attorney General said that their office, why didn't you... wrong number. Why didn't you go... to the police? I said, well, they're just as bad.
When you told the Attorney General, he said, why didn't you go to the police about the fraud?
Yeah, about everything.
Aye, but you not tell them that the police won't uphold the law.
Yeah, I told them and the court and their own office. So Now, let's bring this. This is NFL now. NSL. And I just keep it up.
Welcome to the Northern Ireland Parking Processing Unit. Please note, calls may be recorded for lawful business purposes.
Yep,
please be aware that individual penalty charge notices cannot be discussed over the phone due to data protection issues. All information regarding parking enforcement, including bus lane enforcement, can be found at www.nidirect.gov.uk/parking-and-parking-enforcement. You now have three options. If you would like to pay a penalty charge notice, please press 1. If you feel a penalty charge notice has been issued incorrectly, please press 2. For anything else, please press 3. If you feel a penalty charge notice has been issued incorrectly, you can start a challenge at www.
Don't know that we're going to get anybody off of there today. It's costing me like 20, 30p a second. It's going down.
Oh, right.
That's cost me about 90p in about a minute. Oh, well. Such is life. We try and do these things to name and shame, but we don't get there right.
Yeah.
Let's just use the next few minutes. Solicitor. Should we just visit her?
Yes. Mary O'Toole. The visitor number is 02890.
Hang on a minute. 02890. Hang on a minute. I've just got to get the thing up. Yep. 02890. Got that.
20.
Yep.
3000.
You need to ask her really why she's still on this case. Isn't that a conflict of interest? But you probably won't get her, but pass the message in.
Hello, you've reached the offices of the Twilland McGrandall Solicitors, and we're closed at the moment, and if you would leave a message after the tone. Thank you.
After recording your message,
I'll leave that one because you don't want to say anything that they can use against you. I don't know.
The Law Society?
That's going to be a long-winded one.
Yeah.
That'll be a long... We'll win a short call.
What about the courts?
If we keep talking 6 minutes, then we'll ring the courts after the bottom of the hour because otherwise... They'll hear the pips.
Sorry, say that again, Andy.
I can't explain. It's all right.
Yep.
Probably not best to ring them. Let's just ring them off air and then see if we can use any of it on air. That's probably the best way.
Yes. Yep.
And we'll get some people who have been into court with you on the next show and tell us what they think of the proceedings.
Yes. When will that be, Andy? Because Philip Brown was wanting to come up to Belfast so he could speak on the phone. Are you available this evening?
No, I'm doing a show now. I'm doing a show now tonight. I didn't want to, but I'm doing one. And tomorrow night, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's daytime's is best.
Right, okay then.
And probably...
Next week sometime?
Or daytime weekend. Or daytime next week, yeah. We'll do an episode 5.